joined here by Hugh McFadden in Killarney. Hugh, a defeat for Donegal today, a tough place to come. They haven't lost here in 5 years. How did you see that game?
Yeah, first of all and ultimately we're very disappointed. Disappointed to lose the game and disappointed to lose it by the margin, which we did. Ultimately, any Donegal team that takes the field with ambitions on the game, and unfortunately we didn't match that today. There's periods of the first half I thought we played well considering the difficult conditions we're playing into, but Sean O'Shea kicked some massive scores and they probably went in on the margin a wee bit bigger than we wanted to going into half time. And we come out in the second half with ambitions winning the game, and you know, ultimately we give away by a goal. We missed a bad goal opportunity, or missed a goal opportunity ourselves. And I suppose then it made it very difficult then, conditions wise, and Kerry were very good at keeping the ball. And I suppose there's a 5, 10, maybe 12 in a period at the start of that half, especially where we didn't get enough scores on the board to really challenge. You know what, I suppose the positives were, look, you know, Shane O'Donnell had a start for Donegal today, Rory O'Donnell had a start for Donegal today. Conor O'Donnell again has got some massive game time, and I think he kicked 2 points from playing the second half, which was very impressive. We have a number of very, very good players who are absent today, and we're building the squad. And it was also great to see the likes of Oisin Gallen, Niall O'Donnell, Stephen Minham all back playing recently too. So hopefully we can build on that next Saturday night against Tyrone.
Yeah, it was a very, very difficult day for playing football. It's been a long time since we've seen as many kickouts go out long. There was a lot of ball coming your way out in the middle, but it was hard to keep hold of it.
Yeah, unfortunately, the conditions, we're not going to use them as an excuse. Unfortunately, Kerry made the most of it in the first half, and that made it very difficult then for us to gain momentum. The game became very stop-start in the second half, as you said, with a lot of traditionally long kickouts. They got messy around the breaks and a lot of freeze and firing around the middle third of the game, which slowed the game down in terms of us trying to get repetitive scores, and fair play to Kerry, and we just didn't perform well enough in that sector.
Yeah, you were back in yourself today. You've had a bad injury last year in the club championship, a long time out. I'm sure it was great to put on the boots and lead the team out there today.
Yeah, look, it's been a wee bit of a long journey since last September. Obviously missed the whole club championship and we can't have one or two national league games, but privileged to be back in, grateful for the support of the coaches, the medical team and everyone involved, and just delighted to be back playing for Donegal. And you know, it's a competitive squad now going forward, and really, really need to earn your right to play with the jersey. And you know, it's just about getting back now in the training field this week and making sure that myself, more importantly, and Donegal are ready for Saturday night against Tyrone.
Yeah, it's a big game next week. You know, the points are hard to come by in Division One. Tyrone are the reigning All Ireland champions. Like, there's going to be a good crowd in McCool Park for it. You can be sure of that, and it'll be a tough encounter.
Yeah, look, it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it, and you know, there'll be no love lost. It'll be a good game.